On a day when we're thinking about how God has done something which radically changes the separation between him and us brought about by sin, it's appropriate to go back to that lovely story of the garden. The Garden of Eden is an idyllic existence. There's only one rule: don't eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But as people are so fond of saying, rules are made to be broken, this one is no exception. Adam and Eve ruined their ideal world because the one limitation on their freedom is too much to cope with. In that, they're very modern. The cry of children and adults is, why should I, or why shouldn't I? Modern psychology might dissuade us from the time-honoured answer, because I say so, but it's precisely the reason that pair in the garden were given to keep off that tree. Scholars have argued about the nature of what they would get from the tree. It can't have been universal knowledge, as the name of it implied, because clearly they didn't have that afterwards. There is nothing holy about being ignorant. God's command later was to love the Lord our God with all our minds, as well as our heart and strength. Getting the right perspective on this informs all sorts of things, like the relationship between faith and science. Science literally means knowing. The more we know of the world God has made, the more we know about God. Therefore, science is a holy pursuit, although, like any pursuit, it can be used rightly and wrongly. Knowledge can heal, knowledge can destroy. Maybe you know the Indian story of the blind men who encounter an elephant for the first time. The first one said it was like a pillar because he only felt the elephant's legs. The second said, no, it's like a barrel, because he'd only felt its belly. The third disagreed with them both and said it was like a rope, because he'd felt its tail. The fourth was adamant they were all wrong, it was like a hose, he'd felt its trunk. And the last said they were all stupid, it was like a winnowing fan, because he'd felt its ear. A Hindu story which has something to offer us Christians. We only grasp a part of the truth, and yet far too often we think we've got it all. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, of knowledge, says the Old Testament, and we need in humility to offer our knowledge and also our ignorance to him. But knowledge is not in itself wrong. But the problem with knowledge is that once you know something, you can't unknow it. But so people sometimes try. Later we're going to hear part of a medieval poem. There's another medieval book which has remained popular through all the centuries, called The Cloud of Unknowing, which seeks to bring us close to God, not by knowledge, but by love. I'll return to that in a moment. So if the fruit of that mythical tree was not knowledge, could it mean moral judgment? Well, no, because that ought to be there as part of an ideal world anyway. The stories that follow on in the Bible show a singular lack of moral judgment, starting with Cain and Abel. There have been some very interesting debates about the nature of innocence. We say a 10-year-old can be responsible for his or her actions, but we say in terms of sex that no one under 16 is capable of giving consent. Is the story that God originally intended lifelong moral innocence? That doesn't make sense either. There's a lot to be said for the opinion which suggests that the tree is any old tree, provided by God as an ethical test for his creatures, who would by it acquire first-hand knowledge of good and evil, according to whether he was good and didn't eat it, or evil and did. In that sense, we all know about that tree, which comes in all sorts of flavours. We don't need the medieval concept of the inherited sin of Adam. We can do it easily for ourselves. Faced with our tree, we reach out just as they did. And that's why the story is so good. We can identify with the hero or anti-hero absolutely. We cannot be reasoned into faith. To that extent, knowledge is futile. And yet, as we follow the advice of the cloud of unknowing and simply love God, we find our knowledge is widened and deepened. The story of today is how In Jesus, the tree which represents disobedience is transformed into obedience by the tree of the cross. It's the story of how the knowledge of God, which is hidden, because God is hidden behind the curtain of the temple, is open to all, because the curtain is torn in two. It leads to Paul being able to say that one day we will know as we are fully known. And the fruit of that tree, which brought about the end of innocence and separation from God, is replaced by Jesus, the first fruits of the new harvest.